saying yesterday that it used to be almost obsessed with Monty Kiffin's defense and that. I mean, how much of an influence was Monty and that old Bucks defense on you as you were developing as a coach?
Big, yeah. We used to take it, get their tape and cut it up and have their cut-ups on our system and our cut-ups on our system. So we did a lot of the stuff that they did and a lot of stuff that the Steelers did. Those are the two kind of – which are really different, yeah, different sides of the house. So that's kind of the mix.
How much of what the Bucks used to do back in the day is part of your defense now?
Oh, it's still part. Not as much, certainly, as they did it. You know, they were exclusive with it. But we still play Tampa, too.
Rutgers was you didn't have Derek Brooks.
or Warren Sapp or Rondé Barber or John Lynch. You want to keep going? No. We had some players, not them, though.
Greg, what's the danger, generally speaking, for your guys when they play a team that's in a tailspin like this, lost 8 in a row?
There's no danger.
I mean, do you get concerned about your team's focus?
Now, we're in a tailspin. We've lost 2 in a row. Yep. You know, we our back's against the wall. I'm not worried. If that's a problem, then we got bigger problems.
You haven't noticed any drop-off in intensity?
No, there's been a spike in intensity. We know where we are and what's happened the last 2 weeks. So,
Greg, you mentioned Rondé yesterday, and you just mentioned him now. I mean, you knew a lot about it. I heard about him a lot coming in. Has he been as good as advertised? And what jumps out at you the most about the way he approaches things and the way he's played this year?
Well, you never know on the outside how he handles himself as a person. You know, and that's the thing that's most impressive. He's a good guy to be around. You know, he cares about people. He helps other guys get better. He's a leader in his own way. You know, he's not a verbose guy, but when something needs to be said, he'll say it. So he's been a huge help for me.
Greg, how's Red Miller doing? He had the head injury, and so is he back there today? And
no, he did not participate today.
Did that happen in the game? Or mm-hmm. What can you say about the injury? I mean, because you say head, and I think, you know, obviously that raises questions. I mean,
well, there's a whole protocol that our trainers and our doctors go through, so I don't know exactly where we stand. You know, I've heard other coaches, they're in stages and everything. I don't know that, and I'm not being sarcastic. I just don't – we don't – you know, Todd just and the docs kind of keep me informed where we are. I'm sure we're using that protocol, but we don't talk in that protocol. So, you know, I'll do whatever they tell us if he's available. And hopefully, you know, he's logged some real equity in this system. So, you know, in what we do. So I think he'd be fine to go out there and crank it up, you know, maybe not play quite as much. But I don't know. That's up to the docs if he gets cleared. Yep.
Have the doctors ruled out the concussion?
I don't know if they've ruled out anything. I think they're evaluating him. That's what they're evaluating. Yeah.
How's Vincent Jackson?
Vincent was out there. Yeah, he feels better today. So, you know, he's got to be careful.
Coach, when you look at the tape of the Eagles, what do you see from this running back, Bryce Brown?
A very explosive runner. He's big. He hits it, goes 0 to 60 like that. Good vision, but he can bounce things and has the speed that, unusual for a guy his size, he can bounce things and run away from you.
How's Gibson doing? I saw him out there quite a bit on third down situations, so maybe at right end a little bit on in Denver. Am I talking about the wrong guy?
I think you might be talking about the wrong guy.
Who am I talking about?
I don't know. It's 98. Aaron Morgan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How's he doing? How do you look on him?
They're very similar. I can see how you'd get them confused.
98, 95. No, but I did see him at right defensive end.
You both had a helmet, Ira. I'm with you. No.
One more question for you.
That's right. He actually did some things. He brought some speed off the edge, affected a few throws on Peyton, made Peyton the one where the ball was on the ground and he chased it. It was good. He's improving. Gibson actually did play more as well. That's why I thought you were saying Gibson played inside more, though.
So who would he have been rotating with there? Like
we just kind of bump people around. You know, Mike is a flexible guy, Mike Bennett. So we'll play Mike down inside. We'll play him outside. Tao will cut some, then Tao will be out of the game, and Aaron will come in and play some end. We just kind of move everybody around a little bit.
You
defensive end.
Somebody to the rotation.
Yeah. Yeah, and got some rest for some guys that are loading up on first and second down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, this is a little off the beat here, but you coached in the Big East.
Mm-hmm.
You coached against South Florida. You know, there are a lot of people out there saying, boy, I don't know how good a job that is right now. Do you think South Florida is a good job? I mean, from where you were?
Well, that's a tough question. I mean, I don't really know enough about it to tell you that.
From a distance, you always thought it was a good program.
Oh yeah, I mean, competitive with us.
What your offense? You mentioned yesterday that some of the plays you were making before by a split here, other teams are making now defensively. I mean, is there anything else more to it than that, as far as adjustments other teams are making when they see, you know, the deep passes before previous games, or even stacking the box against Doug a little bit more?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see a lot more the last few weeks, especially more adjustments on their side of it.
Well, there's always gamesmanship. You know, there's always gamesmanship. So, I don't know. You know. What are they doing? Are they doing everything you said, you know, loading the box more. Do they do it at the right time? Do we identify it and change the play? But that really, you know, I think it's been more of an execution. We just need to finish a little longer, you know. Maybe someone's finished a little harder than we have. Maybe we got to call a little better play. I mean, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that come into it. But the end result is what I was mentioning yesterday. You know, it's just this close. And if we can get that little bit, you know, then we got a chance to pop some of those. You know, those that are 4 and 5 or 2 and 3, you know, they become 12 and 15. And those are the plays that kind of perpetuate a drive down the field.
Gerald McCoy said on his radio show last night that you guys did, I guess according to him, a little bit more fundamental work yesterday than you had been in recent weeks. Is that accurate? And is this a time when you feel it's important to kind of go back and maybe do some more of that fundamental work to make sure the guys don't lose that?
Well, I think every position group kind of did what they felt they needed to do. I think what he may be referring to is we wore pads longer than we have recently. So we got after it a little bit with contacting each other. And I just felt, you know, every week it's different. And this week I felt like that's what we needed, and our coaches felt like that's what we needed. By position group, I give the coaches a lot of, you know, they have blocks of time, and I say, you know, what you need to do, you know better than I do. It's your group. And I think what Randy did is he went back and just went back to some real basics that, you know, hopefully that'll help us on Sunday.
Why did you feel more pad work needed?
Just because I felt probably not that it was more needed, but I felt it was less needed in the other weeks because we had been banged up a little bit and just protecting the guys a little bit. And I have a kind of a longer strategy figuring the 16 weeks. And, you know, now we're, you know, we got 4 left and how we're going to work it. And, you know, they have the rules, the CBA, out of those last 6 weeks, you can only have 3 padded practices. So we're kind of going. I have a little plan. I don't know if it's any good, but at least there's a plan. All right.
Two more of those left.
Thanks, guys.
Actually, one more.